Hello, this is Ms. Barker, and I'm from RV Product Help. And these recordings are made strictly for my own entertainment. I am not a banker. I am not in finance. That is not my forte. I get information and I talk about it for entertainment value only. Nothing that I say should be used or construed to make any kind of financial decision on your part. This is just for entertainment. So we did one recording earlier, and I was telling my group that this recording I wrote this information was about 2021, I think. I think this one might have been 2020. So when I was writing this, or when I was getting the information to put this document together, I don't want to say writing it because I did get parts of this stuff is actual exact copies of the information I was given. So I need to say that differently when I put it in this order. How about that? I didn't know what the QFS was. And so now to go back and talk about this stuff is really eye-opening because I really truly understand what is about to happen. And like I said, at the time, we didn't even know what the QFS was. So, special deposits, off-ledger accounts, trust accounts, or off-balance accounts. Okay. These are different kinds, different words that you might hear. Okay. And because everything has changed so much in banking, I don't know if any of this is still applicable. I just know this is the way it used to be. So how much has come forward, I don't know. So I figure I paused on even talking about this before because I knew we were going to go into a new banking system and I didn't know what we were going to keep and what we were going to jettison. And so I didn't do this. And then I thought, well, you know what? It's better if you have it and then it's not correct, or to then to not have it and it still works. So I decided to do this tonight. So bunch of people, we got together and we were discussing how the best way to record the funds in the bank. Okay. And it ended up that everybody came to consensus that funds should be recorded as a special deposit, not as a regular deposit. So regular deposits become the rest of an express trust. And when you make an express trust like that, you make the bank the trustee and you are the beneficiary or the unsecured creditor because they're basically borrowing your money every night. Okay. If you're an unsecured creditor, then the bank can steal your money if it fails. Yeah, you don't want that. So you want to, did any of you guys know that there was such a thing as a special deposit? Has any of you heard of this before?
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope.
So, yeah, this is the kind of stuff that this makes you tier four because you know this, okay? Most people are going to go in and they don't know this. So, knowledge is power, folks, okay? Seriously, no joke, okay? If they give you an option, okay? Ask for your deposit to be in a private off-ledger custodial account. That's what it's called. And Gigi, I'm don't worry about writing notes. I'll do the same trick that I did the last one, okay? But you did a great job before. I just want to save your pen. Special deposits, off-ledger accounts, okay? They are custodial accounts and they cannot be stolen by the bank. because they are not a part of the bank. Those are not their money. They're not stored with the bank. But the bank don't want to give you these things. They don't like that you know this, okay? So when you ask for a private off-ledger account, the banks are going to be a little cranky, okay? And they are going to ask for a written contract to define the terms of the special deposit, okay? So this is how you cross over, folks. This is how you cross over to the other side, from the them to us, okay? In or once you understand how to play ball, then you can smash their balls, okay? And it's fun, okay? I don't really like bankers, not one teeny tiny bit. I think that they walk around with a big kick me sign on my back, but yeah, I bite back. I'm a little shark. I'm a little pirate. I might give you a little saber shark there. So how do you get them to be highly interested in being your bank, but they can't take your money? Okay, that's the problem. And there's a trick to it. You throw them a bone, okay? You offer them a man to let them have a managed account. And you offer them a large managed account for the bank to use in joint ventures with you to make money with your money. Split 50-50, okay? Good night, wealth creator. I'll have this recorded so you'll have it tomorrow. So if you don't give that out to them, they're not gonna play ball with you, and they're not gonna wanna help you, okay? So you gotta give them a piece of pie, okay? So you offer to do a large managed account, and they're gonna do joint ventures with you, and you guys are gonna split the money. So, and it's still in a special deposit account, okay? And although it's, you're probably never going to have a bail-in when you have that kind of work relationship with a bank. They look at you as a fat pig, okay? So if they can kill the pig, they will. So protect yourself, still do it in a special deposit account, okay? Please, I urge you to go get a regular bank deposit account and read the small print, because when you put your money in a regular deposit, it is not your money. Read your contract. It is not your money. It becomes their money, and it is your they're holding it in trust. Whether there's a banker or not don't make a difference. Hundreds of banks fail every year, and the FDIC is broke, so they're not going to be able to cover the losses. However, when you have your money in a special deposit off ledger, private off ledger, special deposit, you won't lose one thin dime, because they're not paying you interest, so they're not paying you to use your money. So the GCR is about reforming the banking system. And this, all of our accounts, I believe, it are going to end up being special deposits. Special for everybody. Trust but verify. So trust the plans, but make your own plans as well. Just if you know and you need this information, you've got it. If you don't know and you need this information, you're screwed. So even though I believe some of this is not going to be correct anymore, I'd rather tell you all of this and then you have it, okay? The bank will not have your money when this all is over with. It will be in the QFS system, and that is supposed to be much better than the bank. So, this is a letter on trust, which I wrote to a friend in the former Soviet Union, which has a completely different type of law system than the United States. So, we went back and forth and discussing law form and trust. So, It's all personal. I gotta take all that out of there. Let's just delete that. Because that is, if I talk about that, then people know I'm talking about. So banking law, okay? And law, banking law and law. Let's just do that. So there's two different types of law. One is Roman civil law, which came from the Emperor Justinian, and it was adopted by Napoleon, and it became European civil law. In South America, that was adopted by the government of Chile, which made a good modification to fit the continent. So most Latin Americans use a form of Chilean law adapted to their own country. And most European countries, we use a form of Napoleonic law. And Napoleonic law says that the rights of an individual are those rights which the state gave to him, and all that right originate from the state. The people only have rights when the state writes a law that allows the man to have or use some of their own rights. And this is the reason why we have to pay for licenses for every single thing we do, when we should be able to do it free and clear because we have a God-given right to do these things. But no, that would be Chilean law. And we don't rule like that. We have licenses for everything under Napoleonic law. So then there's another form of law that we are supposed to be under, and that is English common law. And it used to be that all the law... No, that's wrong. It's not English. Well, it did. Anyway, hold on. All the law came from the king, and what the king said, that was law. But as people started getting to be more well-fed and started making more money and getting some power, they began to go against all the king said. And pretty soon, the kings figured out that if all the noblemen didn't like them, they could not remain in power because they'd get killed. So there began to begin, talk to you later, Malcolm. Have a good night. So they began to get an agreement between the kings and the noblemen as to what law was. And this stems, this is the beginning of how they began to screw us, is they took away the common law. Okay. In England, the agreement was written up as the Magna Carta, which means the Great Chart or the Great Map. It was an agreement with a king and some barons, which limited the power of the king and gave some of the power to the people. And at that time, the people was just the nobles. And then in time, it became the rights of everybody, every man in the land, okay? From the Magna Carta, guess what happened next? The great experiment called America was born. United States of America. And they said to all power comes from the people. This was a totally different way of ruling that had ever been done before for ages and ages and ages. This was America was an experiment. Okay. And the experiment was that people were born with inherent rights, right to be happy, right to work, right to govern themselves, and the right to be unmolested or left alone by their government. And these crazy American ideas were adopted by the English, and then from all the colonies of England. And now pretty much those are the places where they speak English today. They usually have a government based on basic rights of people that originate with the people. They're not given by the state. In English common law, a man can do whatever he wants, just as long as it doesn't interfere or cause harm to anybody else. In England, European law, a man can only do what the state gives permission to do, and therefore, we have to be treated like little clowns. All activities of the citizens need to be specifically allowed by the government. One of those activities is to conduct business. In European law, a person can only do business if the state says he can, which is the reason why I could never open my damn business. But the power to do business is determined by the state, and the state determined that they would allow people to form companies or corporations to do business. The power to do business comes from the state, not from God or from nature. And when the state and the corporation are unified in one power, we call that fascism. And that is what happened in Europe in the last century. But when the people control the power outside of the state, we call that freedom. And that was what America liked to call it. So, one of the ways, I know this is long, but if you understand the foundation, you understand why we're going to do what we're going to do. One of the ways the United States Constitution recognized the power of the people and restricted the power of the government is this. People are allowed to have complete control over any contract and agreement they might make. Now, this is exact opposite to European law, which says that a contract is only good if a lawyer or a special lawyer called a notary approves it, okay? Remember that, a notary is a lawyer. A lot of people don't realize that. In the USA, a notary is merely a public witness of an event or a document. He does not have to be a lawyer at all. The people have the power, not the lawyers and not the state. In the 11th century, there was a war between the Christians in Europe and the Muslims of the Middle East. They fought over the control of Jerusalem. Sound familiar? The noblemen, knights of Europe, would travel to Jerusalem to fight, and they would leave their families and they would leave their estates. They would ask a trusted friend to watch over these things for them while they were gone. This friend became known as the trustee. Sound familiar? And the man who was leaving was the beneficiary. He was the owner of his house and family, but he was not there to govern them. But the trustee did not own the assets of what the knight or the beneficiary owned. So when he returned, it was agreed that the trustee would return home and family to the knight, the beneficiary. This is how trusts started. That's it. It had nothing to do with the courts. A trust was simply an agreement between two people to benefit a third person. The people who create the trust are the creator and the trustee. The person who receives the benefit of the trust is the beneficiary. Now you'll never forget what a trust is. Another example. A trust might be made when someone dies, and that he puts the assets into the control of a trust company or an independent trustee to manage the assets for the benefit of a hospital or an heir or foundation, which would be the trustee. Almost always, a trust is a law form which can mostly be used or is mostly used by English-speaking nations because it comes from English common law. A trust does not need to be created by a lawyer or approved by the state. It is an agreement only between two people, and it has nothing to do with the state. The creator of the trust writes the law of the trust, and the trustee who agrees to take on the responsibility agrees to operate under the law. It is totally outside of the law system. This is the reason why a trust cannot be broken with a search warrant. Check that out. Go do some research on it yourself. Make sure I'm telling you the truth. Go look it up yourself. Look it up yourself. That way you own the information if you look it up yourself. In European law, such a thing is possible. Excuse me, such a thing is impossible. Because in European law, all power comes from the state. And in the United States, the state tries to get more and more power, which is kind of the way the states act. They always try to get more power. So even in the United States, you can have trusts which are created by lawyers and operate by laws of the state, but you can also have a common law trust which operate based on the inherent rights of the people, and they operate totally outside of the power of the state. Okay, now we're getting to the point of conclusion. Most of the work that I put into trusts, that I use to create a trust and to an operation with a trust, I have been trustees for several of these trusts. I've written several of these trusts and will probably write many more because it's basically a carbon copy of the very first trust. I give it to you or give it to whoever, and the person fills it out themselves. All I do is provide a template, okay? So even though I am not a lawyer, I do have to understand a little bit about trust work because I do not want to break any laws. But mostly, common law trusts are totally outside the statute law of the state that you're in. Go look it up for yourself. The governments in the world are all about to change. In the United States, the government has left its original form as a constitutional republic. And we've been over controlled and controlled by lawyers, those who rule us by laws. And this is about to change. We're going to return to the Constitutional Republic from which we originally were. It's going to take about 6 months, maybe a year. And I'm not involved in it at all, but I am totally aware of it. And my job is to run many projects, which are the work of many different trusts. We have over 400 projects now. We also have 230 people who want to start their own projects. I hope that gives you a little more understanding of what I'm doing and why. God bless you, humanitarians. Thank you for taking on the challenges that you're about to take on. May God bless you and help you walk the path. Amen.